Let's see. This is today, which is 4/4/2022. Chart review for Porter Emergency Room, Dr. Yee, Y-E-E, on 4/3/2022. Mm-hmm. First patient is CL. CL, 40-year-old lady, comes in with chills, vomiting, stomach, nauseous. Patient had full workup, including CBC, CMP, urinalysis, UDS, CT scan of the head. Diagnosed with a benign positional vertigo, treated with Zofran, prednisone, antivert. Left message for the patient to call back. Next patient is YR. YR, 33-year-old woman with severe abdominal pain. Diagnosed with volume depletion, cholelithiasis, subsequently transferred to CEH, where she underwent cholecystectomy by Dr. Walker. Blood count was 9,000. She's very upset with Dr. Walker because he sent her home with no pain medication. But she liked Dr. Yee very much and Porter Emergency Room very much. Next patient is EO, 25-year-old male with foot injury. Diagnosed with fibular fracture, treated accordingly, and sent home, left message for the patient. Next patient is AV, 31-year-old with painful urination, diagnosed with 2-millimeter renal calculi, CBC, CMP, CT scan was done, sent home with Tylenol number 3 after admission for observation. Next patient is AM, 7-year-old with fever, sore throat. Diagnosed with flu A, negative chest x-ray, Tamiflu added. Next patient is YF, 73-year-old woman with epigastric pain, nausea, minimal vomiting, no diarrhea. CBC, CMP revealed a sodium of 124. CT scan showed gastritis, status post-cholecystitis, enteritis. Please consider a chest x-ray. In a patient with hyponatremia, to rule out small cell small cell lung cancer, in absence of clear cut cause of hyponatremia, patient is a diabetic with hypertensive medication. She does not remember the name of her medication. Next patient's patient also next also patient was admitted to observation, but the last thing it shows is that patient was given instruction to go home. Patient was sent home, not instruction. Patient was sent home. One must consider. Please consider documenting when patient why patient not admitted to observation when patient changes their mind. Next patient is. AC, 37-year-old with nosebleed. Patient went to, 37-year-old female, went to Kingwood. Husband was very upset because they didn't do anything for her, in quotation. Then they went to Porter Emergency Room. He liked the emergency room very much. Dr. Yee did a CBC, CMP, PT, and PTT. Stopped the bleeding with silver nitrate sticks. A patient on no medication was sent home with vitamin K. No evidence of vitamin K deficiency or the reason for vitamin K deficiency causing patient's nosebleed. We'll try to find out the wisdom behind vitamin K for nosebleed. Rest of blood work were completely negative. Thank you. And patient was on no medications at home. Thank you.